Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Eureka Traffic Police responded to a report of a collision between a vehicle and a bicyclist yesterday morning at the intersection of I and Henderson Streets. Preliminary investigation revealed the 13-year-old bicyclist was riding his bike the wrong way on Henderson, without lights and in the early morning darkness. Cyclist rode into the front end of a northbound SUV that had been stopped at a red light on Henderson and had just begun crossing that intersection when the collision occurred. The 13-year-old was knocked to the ground but suffered only minor injuries and was treated and released to his mother. Fortuna Police responded to a report of a subject breaking the window out of a vehicle near Ronerville Road and Roner Drive, and while on scene, those officers heard the report of shots being fired in the area of Blue Jay Court in Fortuna. When officers arrived at Blue Jay Court, they saw two men, later identified as 19-year-old Brent Smith and his 22-year-old brother Ryan Smith, fleeing the scene. The two men were detained and later arrested on suspicion of burglary, vandalism, public intoxication, as well as child endangerment. Officers then arrested a 16-year-old female juvenile who had suffered an injury during the incident, and following treatment, she was booked into juvenile hall. Further investigation led officers to a house on Blue Jay Court where the resident reported the suspects were attempting to break in and that he discharged his firearm in self-defense, scattering the suspects. An additional suspect was later identified as 22-year-old Fortuna resident Roy Betancourt, who was also taken into custody. The Humble Bay Fire Department will hold a public ceremony this afternoon announcing the newest full-time member to the department, Eric Gotti, as well as new volunteer recruits, John Bonham, Jesse Boomer, Tim Burwell, and Corey Johnson. The ceremony will also allow the department to unveil its newest piece of apparatus, a 100-foot ladder truck that will replace the department's current and outdated truck. Chief Ken Wood says the truck will get heavy use immediately and fills a need in fire protection for the city of Eureka.
It can go really anywhere, and that's one of the advantages now just in our current response pattern with our truck that we're operating now. It can only operate in a certain area. This new truck will be able to go everywhere within our jurisdiction. So that's another huge advantage. Part of the time now with our new truck, we're almost playing Chinese fire drills where it gets dispatched to a certain area and the crew has to downstaff it, get on another apparatus, and then take that one, because it can't maneuver.
The ladder truck was purchased with funding from a federal grant and will be fully operational by April 1st. More KINS News after this.
St. Joseph Health believes every moment is precious, no matter who you are or where you come from. That's why we're making high-quality healthcare more convenient for your needs. St. Joseph Hospital's new patient care facility has expanded emergency, surgical, and diagnostic imaging services. The latest technology, the largest network, and highly skilled staff and physicians at both St. Joseph and Redwood Memorial Hospitals. That's St. Joseph Health.
The Eureka Police Department wants to alert the public to an internet scam that comes disguised as a message from the Department of Homeland Security Cyber Division. The scam provides a message stating that your computer has been locked, and to unlock it, you must pay a fine of $3,000. If you get this message, know that it is a scam, and you are advised to ignore the pop-up screen and contact Internet Crime Complaint Center website. Congressman Jared Huffman will travel to the North Coast next week to tour project sites in Humboldt and Del Norte counties. Huffman will announce the introduction of legislation he has proposed that will refinance a federal loan program for commercial fishing fleets who work out of North Coast ports. Huffman will meet with Del Norte representatives on Monday and follow up with meetings in Eureka on Tuesday. For more information, contact Huffman's Eureka office. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.